Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Yeah, hi, Caitlin. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I think it was better. I ordered a couple of items, and then I requested a refund. And you guys sent out an email, I think it was yesterday, refunding it, refunding one of the items for charges for $574, and then some calling about the other one that was attached to this one. I can give you the order number. It should have been for like $19 and something.
Okay, what's like your name?
Lady. Yeah, first name is Ron. Last name is Lester, L-E-S-T-E-R.
You can give me the order number whenever you're ready.
Okay, the order number is 260-290-540.
All right, it's loading.
Okay, how's your day going today?
It's going well. How about you?
Well, so far so good.
Awesome. Okay, you said, I see the refund for the $574, and then what else were you inquiring about?
The second one for
$19.99.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do you see that one on there?
Yes, and that's not what you were trying to order.
I'm sorry?
You were not trying to order that one?
No, it did order, and then I got the charge on that, the $19.99, mm-hmm. That's what I was waiting to see about the refund. I didn't get an email on that. I only got the email for the first one, and I didn't know if you guys did that or not, but I didn't get the second email for that.
Okay, so what did you actually order? Did you just order the dash cam?
Well, I ordered the dash cam. I got that. I'm fine with that. I ordered two of those watches. One charge for $574, the second charge for like $19-something. So I got the refund. You guys are refunding the $574 for the first watch, and then the second watch, $19.99. That's what I was calling about for the refund on that one.
Okay. So did your bank refund this? Because it looks like your bank refunded the $574.
They did refund the $574. I got the email for that, but I never got the email that the refund for the $19.99.
Okay. So for that, your bank would have to call us to either tell us they haven't disputed those for us to refund them, or they would have to actually refund them themselves. Because there is a dispute already on the account, which means that your bank has already started the investigation.
Right. Well, I just called them and I got off the phone and they said, well, we put a dispute in for the $574 and the $19.99. And I said, well, I only got the email for the one. And they said, well, here's the number. Just give them a call and ask them if they can just dispute it. And charge it, and then that way they can let us know that that they settled it, you know, settled the dispute just by putting back on your own. So that's why I called. They gave me the number. I didn't have the number, and I couldn't get to the email for some reason. And I also ordered a bunch of knives, like $100 worth of knives. I haven't got those yet.
And so they would have to be on the line either with you or they would have to call in directly. Because once a dispute hits the account, our supervisors here have to verify that all of it isn't disputed. When you do a dispute, we're charged as well. So if we're being charged, then we are not able to refund you. So either they have to do it or they have to call in and show that they didn't dispute it so we can do it on our end.
Well, all I'm doing is confirming that they said they put in two disputes, one for each. So I'm just calling in to make sure that they did that.
Yeah, I can see that there was a dispute on here, though. I can see that.
For both of them?
It doesn't necessarily specify. That's why I was stating if they haven't did the one for the 574, we would have to confirm that. And the reason being is because it just shows a charge back. It shows that it's being disputed.
Yeah, Yeah, I know the 574 is already done because you guys have sent me the email that said I was credited for that. I just never got anything showing from you guys about the 1999. So I just want to, so maybe you guys just haven't done the 1999 yet, or maybe
that's something they have to do. They call in when they do the dispute. So if the person that did the dispute is doing it separately, like let's just say if they're going based off each charge, then it'll come through as far as the emails, and the refunds will go through separately also. So if the person that called in to do the dispute only called in for the 574 and only refunded, that's why you only got one email. Now, why would they do it that way? I don't know, but yeah.
Do you think if they sent in or called in the dispute for the 1999, and so they said, "Well, I haven't received an email yet." She goes, "Well, why don't you just give them a call? Here's the number, and maybe they can just do it. I guess either over the phone or just whatever." So
just being honest, your bank knows that we can't do that. We don't do the dispute process; they do. So if they're calling when they call in, go ahead.
I actually told her, I told her, that's exactly right. I told her, I said, well, can you just do it? Because you guys did the other one.
Exactly.
And she goes, actually, you already did the other one, but why don't you just call and see when they're going to do it? I'm like, I told him she should do it, but she said.
It is. It's on the bank because they know that we can't do refunds once they start the process unless they verify that they didn't dispute it. So the only thing I can send you is like an order confirmation or a shipping confirmation. I can't show confirmation that a dispute was started because we didn't start the dispute.
Yeah, I appreciate your help. I'm just going to call them back. That'd be great.
And what you can do, like I said, if you guys have time, you can call us back with them on the line or have them to just call and do it themselves.
All right. Yep, I'm going to do that. Okay, I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.